Masechet Baba Kama, Perek He Mishnah Vav, not only is digging a pit what the Torah talks about when it talks about bor, a person becomes responsible, but even for uncovering a pit that was already there also makes a person obligated for any damage that happens with anything falling into that pit that he uncovered. Normally, if you have a pit that's owned by two people, they would both be liable, they would both be hayav to pay for those damages. Here we'll talk about situations where even though there's two owners, only one of them becomes obligated. Mishnah says, Bor shel shene shutafin. If you have a pit that belongs to two partners, they both own it together. Avar alav harishon v'lo chisahu. The first one came to the pit, he uncovered it. For example, let's say he wanted to take water from it, and he didn't cover it up again. V'hasheni v'lo chisahu. And then the second partner comes, and when the second one came, the first partner handed over the cover to the pit to him, and the second one did not take that cover and put it back on top of that pit. Hasheni hayav. The second partner is obligated here to pay for any damages that the pit caused. He is responsible by taking the cover of the pit from the first partner. He is now assuming responsibility for anything that happens afterwards. And by neglecting to cover up the pit, he is now obligated for any damage that happens afterwards. Chisahu hadishon. If the first partner came and he covered up the pit properly, uba hasheni umsa'o megule, and the second partner came afterwards and he found it uncovered. It happened, it became uncovered in a way that was not expected. It's not like it happened because it was anyone's fault. For example, let's say it broke somehow and it became uncovered. So he's the only one who saw it. The second partner is the one who saw it. The first partner, he covered it and he left it and he would think that it would be covered for good. He would never expect it to become unnaturally uncovered. So v'lo chisahu, and that second partner never covered it up after he saw that it was uncovered. Hasheni hayav, the second partner here is obligated to pay for any damages that come from this pit. He found it uncovered. It was his responsibility to go cover it up. The first partner, there's no responsibility there. He left the pit and it was covered. So therefore, he's out. The second partner, who found it uncovered, he should have did whatever he can, covered it up, and made sure that no damages happened. Chisahu karaui v'nafal letocho shor o hamor v'amet patur. If the owner of the pit covered it properly, and then by a accident, somehow nature came and the pit got uncovered, totally unexpected. Let's say it became decayed and it broke, and at that point an animal fell in, we say patur. The owner is not obligated to pay for those damages. He did what was expected of him. He covered up everything properly, and then something happened totally unexpected, and therefore it wasn't his obligation to foresee it. But if he did not cover it properly, and the ox or a donkey fell in died, in that case he would be obligated to pay. Hayav, he's obligated to pay for those damages. An obvious point to the Mishnah, we're just doing it to give a full rounded, well-rounded Mishnah. Nafal lefanav mikol hakiryah hayav. If there was a animal that was right near a pit and there was noise that startled the animal and it fell forward into the pit because it was frightened by that noise, hayav, the owner of the pit is hayav to pay for the damages, even though the noise was really the gorem, it was the cause that made the animal fall into the pit, the owner of the pit is still liable because the damage happened in his pit. Le'aharav mikol hakiryah patur. But if the animal fell backwards onto the ground, not inside the pit, but outside of the pit, because it got startled by the noise, patur, the owner of the pit is patur, is not obligated to pay because the damage happened outside of his pit. Nafal etocho shor v'chelav v'nishtaberu. If an ox with all of its gear fell into a pit, the ox was injured, but the gear was not injured. Hamor v'chelav v'nishtaberu. Or let's say a donkey fell in with its gear, its blanket, etc., and the donkey was injured, and the items were also torn. Hayav ala behema upatur al hakelim. The owner of the pit is obligated to pay for the damages that happened to the animal, but he is not obligated to pay for the damages to all the supplies that the animal was carrying. We learn this out because the Torah, when it talks about this case of a man opening or not covering up a pit, and it says Venafal Shama Shor o Hamor, and a ox or a donkey falls in. So we deduce from here, we learn out that the owner is only obligated to pay for the damage that happens to the animals, but not to the supplies that the animal is carrying. This is an important point of the Mishnah. Whatever we're talking about here, we're saying that if an ox was deaf, or if it was a shoteh, if it didn't have any knowledge, even basic surroundings, or it was a katan, it was very young, it didn't have basic life skills, and that type of ox fell into a pit, and it died or was injured, in that case, the owner of the pit is hayav, is obligated to pay, because these types of animals don't really know how to navigate things. But he would not have to pay for damage done to a regular, normal animal. A normal, regular animal knows not to fall into a pit. It knows to be aware of its surroundings. So if that type of animal fell into a pit, it would be unexpected. And therefore, the owner of the pit would not be responsible. We're talking about here in a case where the pit was open, where a normal ox would know. He sees a pit, he should stop walking, don't go into it. But if it was covered with leaves or with something where it was unable to see, and then the animal fall in, you can't expect that animal to be aware of its surroundings in that case, and therefore, the owner would be liable in that situation. We quoted above, we said, "V'nafal shama shor o hamor," that if a ox or a donkey fell there, that specifically the animal damages you're obligated to pay for as the owner, not for the supplies. We can also infer from there that if a person falls into the board, the owner would not be liable because it's not a shor or hamor. Ben or bat, eved or ama patur. If a young boy or girl or a slave, male or female, fall into a pit and they die, patur, the owner is not obligated to pay anything. What we are implying from this pasuk is that he only has to pay for the death of an animal, not for people, regardless of how old they are.